A coral reef might appear like a paradise, but new research has found that coral bleaching could turn the watery playgrounds into very rough neighbourhoods. With a decline in the health of a reef, bigger fish would bully smaller varieties out of the best positions. And those smaller fish would then become much easier targets for predators, leading to dramatic changes in a reef's ecosystem. Timothy McDonald reports.
Coral bleaching is expected to become more widespread because of the effects of global warming. Associate Professor Mark McCormick from James Cook University says that's very bad news for smaller fish who live in reef environments.
The fishes that are actually on them at that particular time, particularly if they're small fishes, they tend to die four times faster than when they're sitting on live coral. Okay, so it has a major impact on their ability to survive.
Professor McCormick studied the effects of coral bleaching on damselfish and was surprised by the results. He says live coral is a good place for damselfish to hide from its predators, but once the algae that gives the coral its colour dies off, the fish become much more visible and much more vulnerable. All the fish really has to do to solve this problem is move to a place where they're a bit less conspicuous and less likely to become a meal.
Now, if you're a bright coloured fish sitting against a white background, you've got really high levels of contrast. So you're going to try and reduce that some way to make yourself less visible to a predator. And what they can do is if they move a little bit further away from the coral, then the light bouncing off the sand will effectively increase their level of camouflage.
But not every fish can get its fins on prime real estate. The bigger fish tend to keep the best spots for themselves and push the smaller ones into harm's way.
So what we find is that, yes, it does happen, and that size does actually matter when you're on a bleached coral, because you're the one that actually gets the best possible spot. You increase your survival slightly by pushing the smaller fishes away from that precious piece of habitat.
On healthy corals, size doesn't appear to matter much to survival, but near bleached corals, smaller bullied fish were four times as likely to become a meal. Professor McCormick says the effect is likely to be even more dramatic in other species, who are far more dependent on corals than the damselfish.
Probably about 50% of the species that we characteristically see when we go out snorkelling on the reef are at some stages in their life associated with live coral, and many of the species use it as an important nursery habitat. So we're finding that these sorts of really quite major effects are happening on these sort of habitat generalists. Then we might expect that those species that are more closely associated with live coral, it could well have much greater effects.
Professor McCormick says a decline of small fish could have a knock-on effect, meaning there would be fewer of the larger fish that eat them. He says the effects could even be felt in the human world, because such a dramatic change to a marine ecosystem could have an impact on the fishing and tourism industries.
Timothy McDonald reporting.